This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy nightmare.
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Brawny and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast. Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Ronnie Barron.
What's up?
This is your life.
Oh, Lord.
Not really. So,
okay.
This is your 20 questions?
Oh, we're doing a 20 questions episode? Awesome.
Yeah. Question number one. How you doing?
Good. Tired, but ready to talk. Some DC books, movies, whatever.
Perfect. This is actually question number one.
All right.
What was the first DC comic character that you really got into?
Character-wise?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh man, that's a tough one. I would have to say Nightwing.
Nice.
Because, like, the new Teen Titans stuff, like around the Judas contract, is when I first started reading comics anyways. And I loved that team. So, and Nightwing was the leader, obviously. And so everybody else was liking Batman and Superman and whatnot. And I was just cool liking the sidekicks.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a good one. What was the first DC comic that you bought?
The New Teen Titans, what is it, 46? 47? I don't know off the top of my head. It's the first appearance of Nightwing in the actual, like, disco costume and Deathstroke. So, part two, I think it is, of Judas Contract.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember what issue number that was.
Yeah, and honest, and I know I've said it on, like, the issues before, like, when we were with Mike and Daryl. 2 years ago, at a con in Kansas City, I actually got George Perez to sign that copy, and I still have my original copy.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, that was like a... You know, as... 10 or 11 year old or whatever.
Right.
You're not thinking about having... I didn't even know who wrote it or cared who wrote it at that time.
Yeah.
But then, as things went on and, you know, I started going to the little conventions that were like hotel conventions to the bigger conventions, then I was like, oh yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah, that's funny because that's what a friend of mine that I go to New York Comic Con with every year. One year we were in Artist Alley, and, you know, I don't even remember who it was. I'm talking to a bunch of people, and, like, as I'm talking to them, we're walking away. He's like, oh my God, that's the guy. I didn't realize that's the guy that draws this, or that's the guy that wrote this series or that. And that was when he kind of, like you did, kind of put two and two together.
Right.
And
yeah.
He's like, oh man, like, I enjoy everything that this person's written, you know. And then the next year, he was all excited because he was, you know, sitting talking to a bunch of creators that he's been reading forever.
Yeah.
You know, it was a whole new thing.
Yeah, that con, George Perez was doing the Hero Initiative thing.
Okay.
So he'd sign as many books as you, whatever, if you donated or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've never been one of those guys to, like, have a freaking short box of stuff, you know?
Right.
Maybe, like, five books, maybe. But... And so I just had that one. And ironically, that I completed my power pack run as well.
Nice.
From when I was a kid. At that same day, actually. So I was like on cloud nine.
What was the first DC series that you read regularly?
That I read regularly?
Yeah, like not just, oh, I'm going to pick up a random issue at like the newsstand. The first one that you like really started getting into.
Well, I guess it would have to be the New Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, not to go on that. Also the Legion of Superheroes. Because my uncle that I spent summers with, mm-hmm. That was his favorite team and favorite book. So he had like every single issue.
Right.
So I, you know, my cousin would play the NES because that's how old we are. And, or the Atari even. And I wouldn't even care at that moment. Like when I was at his house, I wouldn't care because there was three things that I looked forward to. Was going to the comic shop, because we didn't have a comic shop still in my town.
Okay.
Watching movies on VHS tapes, because my uncle would they had a VCR, and they'd rent a VCR, okay. And then rent a whole bunch of tapes, and then, you know, record them.
This is really dating yourself, Ronnie.
I know. And then go through his comic boxes, and just sit there and read.
Right.
And Brainiac 5 was my favorite. Feral Lad and Brainiac 5 were my favorite Legion characters.
Favorite DC character of all time?
Favorite DC character of all time?
Yep.
Dr. Fate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe because like that was my favorite DC, was it DC Powers action figure?
Yep. Yeah.
And then it just stemmed from that. Like whatever he would be in, I'd want to read and read more. And then I learned who he was and his powers, and it made him even cooler. So
that's funny. I still have all of those figures and all of the mini comic books that came with them.
Yep. Yeah, I do too. Somewhere like in my box in like the attic, I think.
Yeah, my kids are always like, can we play with those? I was like, hell no. Yeah. Like, you guys destroy every toy.
I think my Brainiac, the chrome one, you know? Mm-hmm. And my Steppenwolf have broken arms. I still have the arms, but
right,
I think
they're just
broken.
Not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I still have those, and I got the Hall of Justice playset.
Oh, yeah. I never
had the... I'm trying to think. Did they ever make any other like big sets?
I don't think. I mean, they like Superman had a car, and of course the Batmobile and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had stuff like that, but yeah. I don't think. Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yep.
Who is your favorite like newish character?
My favorite newish character.
Yeah, someone from the last few years.
Probably, like, that doesn't have a past, like, when we were growing up. Like, Orphan, for example.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or, like, newish, like, that I've gotten into.
No. More recent creation.
Okay. So, like, Orphan, then.
Sure. Okay. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite all-time comic series?
All-time comic series?
Yep.
Like story arc?
No, series.
Oh, man. Honestly... probably like Superman in action.
Okay.
Like, because I really got into Superman like when we were in junior high, like around the time of, you know, the death of, and then Funeral for a Friend and all that stuff.
Right.
So I know how it doesn't stand up or it might be cheesy now, but I loved that stuff back then. Like, that's... Like, when we talk books and, like, the emotional draw that it has, like, that... I always go back to that because any other thing I didn't really find substance in. It was just cool and I was reading it. But, like, that actually had... For me, it had emotional punches.
I could see that.
And then, like, the trickle-down effect. Like, you know, how it affected Lois or how it affected Jimmy.
Right.
Or, you know, how it affected... whoever. So I would say all time that would probably be it.
Okay. And on a semi-related note, what is your favorite storyline ever?
Favorite storyline ever?
Yeah.
Let's see, probably the Judas Contract.
Yeah, I figured that would be your answer.
Yeah. I mean, I almost feel cheap saying it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
hey, even it's the first thing you really read.
Yeah, it's the first thing I really read, and then, like, that's the story arc that I'll read, like, once a year.
I could see that. I mean, also, it helps that it's really good.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like, some of the stuff I remember reading when I was younger, like, I'll go back and read it. I remember how great it was. You go back and read it, you're like, wow, this is... Like, there's no part of this that's good. And then you just kind of, you know, maybe a couple years later, you're like, oh, I used to love this when I was... You start reading it again, you're like, no, that's right. I remember, this is terrible.
And see, like, now that I'm older, I appreciate the old art and everything about it.
Right.
But I was always more of, like, the story-driven reader when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I never did things right at, you know, like, and stuck with it. Like, I guess if there is such a thing as ADHD, you know, I had it when I, because I got bored easy. But if that story, like, roped me into it, then, you know, I was all in. Yeah. And, like, obsessively all in. So, yeah.
Okay. Who is your favorite, like, all-time writer?
My favorite all-time writer?
Yep.
Oh. Man, I can't have, like, a top three or nothing.
All right, fine, top three. You can pick a couple.
See ya. I don't know. I mean, that's hard because, like I said, back then, even to, like, now, sometimes, I don't even pay attention to who's doing what, you know what I mean?
You're crazy.
I know. I don't know. Let's go back to that one.
Okay, well, I've got the same question for artists as well.
Oh, for artist. See, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to. I know. I mean, like, I love Ruckus stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But that's, like, newer stuff.
But I mean, newer stuff still counts as all time stuff.
Well, true, but I mean, I could tell you, like, arcs and stuff that I loved, but I wouldn't be able to tell you who wrote or draw. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I guess.
Like, Neil Gaiman, like the Sandman stuff.
Right.
I really dug. And, like, of course, George Perez and Wolfman, you know, that's the stuff that was, like, right there in your face type stuff.
Right.
And Dan Jurgens back then. Now, I'd probably say Christopher Priest. Because I love his pacing on it, you know?
I guess I'll skip ahead to your favorite current writer.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. I know that, like, in our inner circle, and even you guys would throw, like, Jeff Johns and Grant Morrison in there. but I can't really. You know what I'm saying?
For me, Morrison is very hit or miss.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people, like a lot of people, especially friends of ours, that like really like him.
Yeah.
And there are some things that he's done that are spectacular. But there's a lot of stuff for me that I just cannot get myself interested in.
Yep, exactly. Like the meth-taking Batman and Batman R.I.P.
No,
I guess it wasn't meth, but, you know.
Yeah, for me, like, the multiversity stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, conceptually, it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, like, it really was not a fun read for me.
Right. Well, and on the same token, I know you like Geoff Johns, right?
Yeah.
And he's not terrible, but... I'm just saying, I don't mind him, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I enjoy his stuff, but it's not like, punch me in the face, awesome, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the same argument would be like for Bendis, like doing the Ultimate line, right? As to where John's just modernized stuff, but yet kept stuff the same. So it was like a powerful writer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
so
I would say for the most part, Geoff Johns is pretty spot on. Like, I think you can definitely tell when you're reading his stuff, mm-hmm. when he starts losing interest a little,
mm-hmm.
and it's like ready for the next big undertaking.
Uh huh.
But I mean, not to the extent of some other writers where you're like, wow, he checked out issues ago.
Right.
It's still, I mean, it's still good, but you can definitely see that, you know, like the real passion for whatever character he's writing is starting to go a little.
Right.
You know, but I mean, he's written some of my all-time favorite stories. He's the guy that's written.
Yeah. Here's a question for you, because I just thought about this for like one of my favorite arcs, but it might be on your question for events. Do you have a question for events?
No.
Okay. Who did Identity Crisis? Is that Meltzer? Or is that John?
No, was John's there that early?
No, he wasn't. Okay, never mind. Sidebar, and sorry. Because Identity is the one with Dr. Light and them, right?
It's, I always forget. For some reason, I always get Crisis and the other one always confused.
Crisis on Infinity Earth is the one with Superman and Supergirl, right?
Yeah, this is the one with Light where...
With Dr. Light, where he rapes Sue, right?
Right. Yeah, and he's got Deathstroke is, like, supposed to protect him.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they're
yeah.
all... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I love that book, too. Or that event thing.
Yeah, that's gotta be... That was Meltzer, because that came out... When did that come out?
In the early 2000s?
2004?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't remember when Geoff Johns really started doing, well, at least when he started becoming, like, the bigger name.
Right. That was, 2009, 10, I would say, right? And that when, Reborn stuff came out?
Well, Rebirth stuff.
Not Rebirth. Hal Jordan Reborn or whatever, right? Or Flash?
Yeah, Rebirth.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, my bad.
The Flash one came out in 2009. Yeah, so it was a couple years after that.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, you look at some of the stuff that he's written, and you're just like, okay, that's awesome. You know, Blackest Night is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
I could read that.
0-8. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my friend Gate lent me the... I mean, I read it ages ago, but my friend has the absolute Blackest Night book, which, I mean, the thing weighs like 100 pounds, but, oh my god, it looks so amazing. Like, the oversized pages with the art, so good. I can't recommend that enough. if you have, you know, $700 to spend.
Yeah, right. Let me just...
Actually, I think it's like maybe 90 bucks. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. Where were we?
I don't know.
Yeah, you were going.
I went off on a sidebar.
You were going kind of your favorite writer was Christopher Priest. Do you have a favorite current artist?
I like Albuquerque a lot, and Sandoval.
Oh yeah,
and was it Mikhail
Janin?
Janin, yeah. I really like this stuff, and also Mitch Gerard's too.
Yeah,
because that stuff is his stuff, like his recent stuff, like on Miracle Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like, I know, shameful. One thing that I didn't tap into way back when was the New Gods type stuff,
right?
And so, like, this is like a whole new world to me, type thing.
Okay.
So, but yeah, his art's awesome on it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I will say another one I'm really enjoying that, like, came out of nowhere for me is Sedgwick on Aquaman.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, like, his sometimes, I mean, his stuff is amazing, but sometimes his stuff is, like, I just don't really like it. And I have no way to describe why. It just, it's just something I look at and I'm like, you know what? I usually like this guy, and I just don't like this one. But the last arc with Aquaman has been, I would say, probably some of the prettiest books DC has put out in a long time.
Yeah, I can see that. I know another current writer that I really absolutely love.
Oh, don't say Sam Humphries.
Dang it. He foiled my plan again.
What is currently your favorite series?
Currently?
Yeah.
To me, it's tied, and one's you agree with me on, and one you don't. So, Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And I'm really digging Batman. I might be in the minority of our friends, but
what I will say about Batman, all of the artists that have worked on that book have made it look very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just not into the story.
Yeah, I understand.
What is your favorite DC animated movie?
Say that again, I cut out.
Your favorite DC animated movie.
My favorite DC animated movie? Mask of the Phantasm.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I gotta watch that again. I haven't watched that in a long time.
And I, you know, it's kind of weird, but of Gods and Monsters, I really enjoy too. Or is that what it's called? Gods and Monsters?
No, isn't Gods and Monsters the movie with... Oh no, I'm thinking of Apu. Gods and Monsters, what is...
That's the one where, like, Bruce is the vampire.
Oh, yeah, like there were the short films or something?
No, it came... It was a movie.
Was it a full movie? Wasn't there... Yeah. There were, like, a couple web shorts that they did.
Well, they did a couple of, like one-off, like, one-shot books.
I don't remember.
But I'm pretty sure it's Gods and Monsters, I think. But, like, Bruce is the vampire and... Or whatever.
Right.
But definitely Mask of the Phantasm, though.
Yeah, I'm with you. Your favorite live-action movie?
My favorite live-action movie... Of all time?
Yep.
Batman 88.
Nice.
Or 89, whatever it is. Just because, like, every time I watch that... Crazy? Well, no. No, like... Every time I watch it, like, that was the Batman that I wanted on the big screen.
Okay.
But, like, now, every time I watch it, I go back to where I was or when I was a kid again type thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing that in the theater.
And the Joker's amazing in that. You know.
Absolutely. Like, I remember seeing that in the theater when I was a kid. And just being, like, totally blown away.
Yeah. And I don't know why, like, one of my favorite scenes is when they're in the front room. Vicky Vale's front room.
Okay.
And Jack's got, like, leaned up against the fireplace. And he's got her mask on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he smashes it with his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably not, like, everybody else's go-to favorite scene of that movie. But, like, to me, it was just, like, so, like, jaw-dropping awesome.
Right. Yeah, I think people usually go more to the rooftop. Or the when they come into the art gallery.
Right, yeah. And he's got and Bob's got the big old boombox.
Yep. Yeah. Ah, the 80s.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you took any story that you mostly liked, but there was one thing that bothered you, what is that thing and what would you change?
Recently, I would say I'm going to take the easy way out on this one. Green Lantern.
Okay.
I really, honestly, truly like the concept, right?
Okay.
And I like Simon, or most of the time, there's a handful of those issues that are powerful to me, and the rest of them are reruns, basically.
Right.
But, like, I like Simon being the everybody hates me, chip on his shoulder guy, right?
Okay.
And I love Jessica being the anxiety-ridden, not confident superhero.
Okay.
But I would not have them say their name every damn issue. I mean, I would, and a lot of the buddy cop stuff can be done amazingly.
Yeah.
But every time they do it, it's like a heavy groan or, that came off better than I thought it would. You know, there's not, and like, I know there's one issue, her anxiety issue that you and I debate over and over again. But to me, that was like the best centric character building issue.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah. I agree with you in that respect. I just did not like how it was done.
So for the B part of that question, like the next issue didn't even really touch back on that issue at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was like out of sight, out of mind now.
Yes.
But instead of, like, every time going back to that same old well, you got to show her progressively getting better.
Yeah.
But I guess the trick is not ever being 100% better, because once you're 100% better, then
well, the character
you have to... Yeah. But, yeah, I would say that series in general as of right now, because it's fresh on my mind.
Right. Do you have a favorite series that was just kind of canceled way too soon? That you were really into it, but apparently nobody else was, and it just sort of went away?
I'm trying to think. I'd probably say no.
Okay.
Because, like, the stuff I'm thinking of was, like, miniseries anyway.
Right.
Like, Death of the New Gods, like, when the 52 event came out.
Oh, okay.
Or Countdown to 52, whatever. Like, I really dug that. But, like, it was only, 8, 12 issues or whatever.
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know when they started the New 52, there was like a whole mess of books that they were throwing out there, you know, like, and a lot of them just didn't catch on because it was, yeah, like, I don't know why Hawkman, like, it could be so cool, but his series are never that good.
Yeah.
And like that was a book that just kind of went away. But I mean, I didn't really care. But
well, what was the Agent of Shade? Is that what it was?
Frankenstein book?
Yeah, that one was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, like there was a bunch of the Mystic DC side books that they had, and they all just went away really quick. You know, I mean, for me, I loved Gotham by Midnight.
Yeah.
That I thought it was so good. And
You made me think of one too, Gotham by Midnight, definitely one.
Yeah, because like I'm not usually into
Gotham Central was another
Gotham Central was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not usually into like Spectre books. But
I forgot about that. That was a miniseries, wasn't it?
I don't think it was supposed to be a miniseries, though.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not sure. I think it only had, I don't know, maybe just 12 issues before it ended. But, I mean, Ray Fox was writing it, and it was really good. I forget who the artist was. Maybe Ben Templesmith?
Maybe, yeah.
But, yeah, it was like one of those, you know, this isn't usually my style of book.
But right, that's what I was going to say.
Because, you know, I like Ray Fox.
Yeah.
And, man, that book.
You're talking about the Crispus Allen one, right?
Which?
Who was the Spectre in the one that you're talking about?
Wasn't it,
Crispus Allen?
No, Jim Corrigan.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I
was thinking about the one that was, like, in the early 2000s.
No. This one was, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. No, I was thinking about the one in the... around the time... in the early 2000s, I was thinking. But...
oh, no. This was... I don't remember if it was when the New 52 started doing that DCU thing, and they shifted a couple things.
Okay.
But it was in the middle of the New 52. I remember that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because the one I'm thinking about had Crispus Allen in it,
name was. No, this one was Corrigan.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now a couple fun ones.
Alright.
That you hopefully don't have to think too hard for. If you could have anyone's power set, who would it be and why?
Constantine's.
Interesting. Why?
Just because.
Because you like to smoke cigarettes and be a jerk to people.
Well, I quit smoking.
Yeah, I know.
So, but yes, I am a jerk to people. No, I don't know. Just because I think he would be the character that I would more likely see myself as. Because everybody's going to pick Speedster or being Superman or whatever.
Right.
As to where there's his power set or his mystic ability, I guess, is just amazing. I mean, to me, it's like a whole bunch of things all at once.
Right. Interesting. Something exciting is happening in football.
Well, my daughter just got in the car.
Oh, figures.
Yeah.
Well, I got three more for you.
Okay.
If you got a couple minutes.
Yep.
If you could have one person as your partner, who would it be and why?
Like psychic partner or?
No, like, you know, like Batman and Robin type.
So like Detective Chimp?
Nice.
Just because of his attitude, and I think that's what the way it would go.
Right. That's That's a good one. if you could be on any team, what would it be?
Oh, Justice League Dark.
Interesting.
You see a theme going here?
Yeah. and the final question, if you could be the leader of any team.
Oh. How about the Legion? I'll go with the Legion. How about that?
I mean, you had to ask my approval.
No, I'm just saying, like, because there's so many, so I'll go with the Legion.
Okay. That's a good one. I will accept it.
All right.
Well, those were the questions that I had for you today.
Today?
Yeah.
So next time it'll be, this is your life?
Maybe, I don't know, if you want. But anyway, thank you everyone for listening along. You can get in touch with me at Aaron S. Bell. You could tweet to Ronnie at RonBar316. You can tweet to the show directly at DC_absolute. And we hope to hear from you soon.
Hell yeah.
I hate you.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Once again foils that crime jester, the Joker, and has him safely behind bars, but...
Drat! My nemesis, Batman, has won again! But they can't hold the Joker for long! I'll have the last laugh!
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I hate you.